What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk. We got a lot to discuss. I am back from Indy. I got the gang assembled. Local celebrity Mitch Tischler is sitting with me here in the podcast studio. Mitch, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. What's going on, JP?
We have the legend, Rich Tandler, chilling on the Lazy Boy. Tandler, how do you do?
Doing great.
All right. I am organized today. I got a lot to discuss. I want to start with a combine review. Everybody gave their combine crush last week. We can ask how they all did. And then, man, it's free agency time. The actual market opens next week. Tampering period opens Monday. There's a lot going on. From what I'm hearing, the Skins are finally starting to talk to their own free agents, which could mean a few deals happen internally in Ashburn before free agency opens. Free agency. A lot to discuss. I have a very annoying thing I want to ask both of you about the Beltway, the world's worst road. And I have a story where I look like an idiot that I think both of you will enjoy.
I like those stories.
Lastly, we're going to announce the podcast party. Today's
Woo!
The day. Yeah, man. Put air horn right here, Pete.
Meow, 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 meow.
All right. So let's start off the top. Combine review. Mitch, your first round crush was?
Vita Vea.
And what'd you think of his performance?
Well, there wasn't a ton to see.
Not a lot to see.
The 40 is always sexy for a D lineman, but I'm more interested
Wait,
in the...
dude, you cannot be that lineman focused that you're saying the 40 is sexy for D linemen.
If you would have let me finish, I was going to say it's sexy, but not a great determinant for how good they're going to be.
I'm not even sure it's sexy.
It's
sexy for corners and receivers.
If Vita Vea is if a 340-pound man is throwing up a 5-140, I'm pretty excited about that.
Fair enough.
All right. I would have rather had him seen three-cone drills or shuttles or any of the other short burst tests, but hurt his hamstring,
a little hammy,
and so I guess we'll see. Is he going to do a senior day?
Pro day out there?
Probably something.
I think their pro day is coming up pretty quick, so he might not, his hamstring might not be ready in time.
Well, I guess we'll get to see. There's a lot of film on the guy, so I don't know that.
I don't think it should matter.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I don't think it crushes him.
All right, Tandler, how did your guy do?
Daron Payne. He did pretty well, ran a 4.9 in the 40. For a 311-pound guy, that is not bad. I didn't see him do a whole lot in the other drills. I'm not sure he participated in everything else. I think he's a guy who can point to his film and say, you know, forget your three-cone shuffle. Here's what you can do with it. But, I think still, I don't think necessarily much better of him, but I don't think any worse of him either after the combine.
Is this wrong to say? I think Daron Payne is certainly a very good prospect, but he's a very high floor prospect. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I don't know that it's a high ceiling pick.
I would agree with that. I think it's a safe pick, which is another way of saying high floor.
Sometimes a high floor is a pretty good guy to have.
Sure. Totally.
You need those steady guys.
So at 13, Tandler, you're comfortable with your guy?
Yep.
Mitch, at 13, you're comfortable with Vea?
Very.
Okay. My combine crush was Tremaine Edmonds. The kid's only 19 years old, man. And he was a monster. He ran the 40 and 4.5. He's 6'5", 250. A lot of scouts I talked to think you can put 20, 30 pounds of muscle on this kid. He broad jumped 117 inches. I don't know what the hell that means, but it's cool.
That's very cool.
He benched 225 19 times.
Cool.
19 times more than I can do it.
You can't do 225 once?
Hell no. I don't know that I ever could, but I certainly can't right now.
We said it when you brought him up. I'd be a little surprised if he's there at 13.
He ain't getting to 13.
He's not getting to 13.
Taylor, you agree?
Yes.
Okay. So there's the combine was cool. We saw a ton of kids. It's interesting. The combine is such the focus, and then everything turns to free agency.
Well, this year, if I'm not mistaken, was the first year that they allowed the media to actually watch a drill. They let you guys
to watch the bench press.
The bench press.
And then there's all these people's security flip out when you try to take a picture. It's like, okay, but we're watching it and it's televised.
So normally when you're in Indy, it's at the Colt Stadium and you're in the bowels of the stadium like working
waiting, right.
With lots of TVs and lots of podiums, everything set up. It's cool that you guys got to get in there and watch firsthand.
Yeah, they moved it. The bulk of the media stuff is now all in the convention center.
Oh, really?
So it changed a lot of kind of the clustered, like how packed you are in Lucas Oil. So there we go. We talked a lot about the combine. It's time to turn the page. Mitch and Taylor have homework. Let's hear it. Did I say two or three free agents?
Three.
All right. Taylor, you want to go first?
Yes. Top of my list, the receiver, I think everybody probably has a receiver on their list. Jordan Matthews. He was my initial first gut reaction guy. I liked former Eagle with the Bills last year. Went about 850 yards each year, his first three with the Eagles. Had some injury problems last year. But assuming he's over those, I think he's a good.
He projects as a slot guy, doesn't he?
Is it what?
Doesn't he project as a slot guy?
I don't think so. I think he's an outside guy.
All right.
He's an outside guy with the Eagles. And,
he was good at Vandy.
I think good at Vandy. First round pick, I believe, first or second. But I think he would be a good
second.
Moderately priced. Good moderately priced option for the Redskins at wide receiver.
But I mean, the Eagles also traded him, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. He will certainly be moderately priced. I'll give you that much. He had great hands at Vandy. I don't think he showed that. I'm looking at his stats. He almost went to 1,000 his second year in Philly. That was probably the Chip Kelly era still. There's one. Taylor's receiver is on the board. Mitch does not look impressed.
No, you don't look impressed, and I'm laughing because I have a receiver who's not top of my board, but I'll throw out my receiver. I'd like for them to go take a look at Taylor Gabriel.
I like that. Speed guy.
And you hate to just compare him to Ty Hill because Alex Smith is now the quarterback, but
the hell with that. Compare him to Deshaun.
I'm just saying he was buried behind one of the best receiving corps in the NFL, so he didn't get a whole lot of opportunities. As a rookie, he had 6 TDs and 600 yards. And
Big play guy.
So I think getting somebody, the Redskins need somebody who can stretch a defense, and that'd be a big guy. That'd be a good guy to get in and talk about moderately priced.
Well, and you know, the thing Gruden said in Indy when we asked him about the receiver position is everybody thinks we lost a ton when we lost Deshaun because of the ability to go deep, and we did, but it's probably not as much as everybody thinks. You know, what Gruden said he wants is an all-around type guy, and that leads to the receiver, and I've already reported this, that I believe the Redskins will have interest in Allen Robinson. Rappaport came out, we're recording this Tuesday morning, Rappaport said that the Jags are not going to tag him, so Robinson's going to hit the market for a guy that has put up a 1,400-yard season, which he did in 2015, maybe you get a discount because his 2016 season wasn't as good, and he didn't play last year. So we'll find out. You know what I mean? And I think – I know fans love screaming about Paul Richardson, who certainly made big plays, but to me, Russ Wilson is kind of only a big play guy down the field, and I don't know what else you get. And Taylor – if you want to talk, you talked about Ty Hill. I think Albert Wilson could make sense, who would probably be cheap and has familiarity.
Yeah, I thought about him also.
All right. Good deal. All right, your number two free agent, Tandler.
Dontari Poe, nose tackle, former Chief, was with the Falcons last year. He's only on his third contract. He signed a worked out his 4-year rookie deal. Went 1 year with the Falcons last year, and he's only 28 years old. I think he still has a lot left in him. Just a big 300. I believe he's 340 pounds was his listed weight. Guy who can finally be that nose tackle that the Redskins have been searching high and wide for, or actually not really searching too hard for, apparently,
right,
since 2010.
All right, Mitch, you got a D-lineman? I'm guessing you do.
I actually don't have a D-lineman.
Okay, but
I do.
Well, let me go real quick because I have a D-lineman.
Go for it.
I think Poe makes sense, Tandler. I also think he is kind of making sense on a name value if you stay with me there. I've heard there's a guy, Bo Allen, is a rotational piece with the Eagles. Big guy. I think he goes 335. And the Eagles, it's a little tough to discern because what they do on the D-line is so different than really what almost every other NFL defensive front does with the wide nine and everything. But I think Bo Allen you can get at a price point that looks wildly different. He's younger than Poe. I mean, 27 at nose tackle, I mean, that's like dog years, man. You might age a lot quicker. I think Bo Allen is just getting his – I think he's probably 25. I know he's only had one contract. And because he's a rotational piece, you got to figure there's way less snaps on his body. So these are all – we're throwing shots in the dark, you know. That's just a name I think could make some sense.
I'll tell you what. Playing the wide nine, the nose tackles have a lot more pressure on them to be stout against the run because they don't have as much help on the outside. So.
Right. Not even the outside, like in front
next
of the guard.
Them, right next to them, yeah. Talking big guys, I had Josh Sitton, guard from the Bears, free agent. The Bears turned down a $8 million tender on him. He's 32. He's getting up there in age, but I think he's going to be in the more moderately priced of the big guards that are available, and to get a guy who can plug a hole for a couple of years, guards can play, 36, 37. They don't get quite as much wear and tear on the body. So he's a guy that I'd like them to go after.
Before we get to our third guy, we both, or Tandler, you tell me, I don't think Andrew Norwell, the Panthers guard that is probably the top guard on the market. I don't think the Skins will be competing for him. I just don't think you can spend that money knowing you got or Sheriff Pugh coming up. Yeah. What do you think there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's why they probably should try to draft their left guard. But free agency comes before the draft, so
right,
maybe you could sign an insurance guy instead. But, yeah, no, they're not in that $12 million or so. Because
they're going to have to pay it into, even if they pick up Sheriff's option year, then they're going to have to pay it.
Well, I think Sitton is Sitton's in the $6 to $8 million range, somewhere in there. You also have Jack Muhort from the Colts.
Mitch going deep cuts with the guards.
Oh, he was in Indy. He was one of my, he was in Mobile a few years ago. And he was one of my Mobile crushes.
Your combine crush Hernandez killed it. Well, I was there when he was benching. I never thought I'd be into bench pressing, but I was into bench pressing. It's kind of fun to watch.
Especially when a guy's throwing up 37 reps at 225.
Dude. That was wild.
That's why I think the Redskins got to address guard in free agency, because my guy, Will Hernandez, is not going to be there in the second round now.
Dude, but you know who might be there is Billy Price.
He might be.
And that, if you get Billy Price at 44, I think they'd be very, very excited. Okay, before we get to our third free agent to watch, listen to this real quick.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Taylor, give me your third free agent.
Okay, I'm going here on an assumption that Zach Brown is going to be gone. And I'm just starting to get that feeling, it just seems like the guaranteed money that they're looking for. And I don't know, maybe the market will come back at him. But, here's a guy who's been on the market each of the last 2 years and hasn't been able to get a big money deal. And he wasn't particularly better last year than he was the year before or the year before. So, I'd like to keep Zach Brown, but I'll go with Anthony Hitchens.
Ha! That was on my list too, dude. Taylor, no shit. That was on my list.
Weakening the opponent and strengthening yourself. He is, I believe, he's 25 years old.
He fits the profile exactly.
Mobile, athletic, yes. Got some speed. So I think that's a guy I would put on the target if you don't need both of them, obviously, Zach Brown and Anthony Hitchens. But if it looks like Zach Brown's walking out the door, get on the phone with Anthony Hitchens' agent.
Wow. Taylor has no excitement that guy was on my list as well. But Hitchens had a good year for the Cowboys. And he's – all right, now I'm going to give you a different one now. I am not sure that this happens for a few reasons. I think it's still in play that the Rams might tag him. And I'm not talking about Sammy Watkins.
No.
And I think it's possible that the Skins really are going to count on Monte Nicholson. But I know that there's interest in LaMarcus Joyner from the Rams at the safety spot. Swearinger's under contract. They like Monte Nicholson a lot. They've got the Shazer Everett. But Gruden kind of mentioned getting better at safety. And Joyner's the kind of guy that could also maybe help you as a slot corner. There's a lot of things he can do. He's a good football player. And as somebody that used to be involved said, they need more good football players. I didn't mention the running back position. I think that's going to get addressed in free agency. I think Isaiah Crowell and Deion Lewis are your names to watch.
Yeah, I had another DB as my third guy, TJ Carey. He's the Raiders' top corner last year. Hits free agency, had zero interceptions last year, which you don't love from a corner.
Josh Norman had zero interceptions.
But he was the second leading tackler amongst DBs.
Yeah, but that often means that their run defense is terrible.
You have a bad front seven.
Yeah.
And the Raiders had a bad front seven. However, I think he's reading about him, seems to be pretty good in man coverage, fits the Redskins D, be pretty cheap.
I almost made us all email our picks last night so we didn't double up. And I was like, man, it's free agency. There's so many damn people. There's no chance we'll double up. And sure enough, Tandler cheated, looked at my test, and wrote my answer down for him.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
You both fail.
You fail, dude. All right. So the other thing to keep in mind is that there's going to be a lot of names. There's going to be a lot of things happening. And just fans are so excited for news that they just kind of run with whatever might be out there. So just try to take a deep breath over the next 10 days. It's going to be tough. But all right, two quick ones. One-word answers from everybody. Where does Kirk Cousins end up?
Minnesota.
Denver.
Jets. All right. We're all over the board there.
Cheer one bet.
Sure. Well, sure. Cheer one. So, Taylor, you got Denver. Mitch has the Vikes. I have the Jets.
Yeah.
Can we make it a beer bet?
Yeah, beer bet.
All right.
Beer bet. Yeah, beer bet.
One name. 3, 2, 1. Which of their own free agents do the Redskins re-sign?
Zach Brown.
Miles Paul.
Yikes. JP's about to throw something out there.
Man.
Are you going none?
No, not going none. I think...
Kirk Cousins?
No, I'm not going with Kirk. I think things could change with Junior.
Ooh. All right.
I don't know. We'll see. I think one of those pass rushers they're keeping. And I think Green Bay is going to be hot on the trail for maybe both of those guys. And I think they want to keep one of those guys.
Has there been any talk about
between Murphy or Gillette?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think one of those guys stays.
Have we heard anything
about
Trent
Murphy? So I know I cheated
Murphy?
And answered like way too many words, but I did it.
Have we heard anything about Trent Murphy?
No.
Okay.
All right. I have a couple things. Do you want to announce the podcast party or we save that for last?
Save that for last.
Okay.
We want the embarrassing story.
You want the embarrassing story or my question?
Let's go embarrassing story question.
Chandler. All right. Question first. I have been screaming with friends of mine. And look, we have a legitimate international audience for this podcast, and I appreciate everyone that listens sincerely. We got folks in Scotland, in Germany, all over the place. A dude from Japan.
Australia.
We love everybody, but I'm about to get hyper-local. So I've been screaming with my friends, and these are like good, close friends, old roommates, groomsmen in my wedding. There is no directional rush hour on the Beltway on 495. You cannot tell me that the Beltway is worse in one direction in the morning than it is in the afternoon. And the truth of the matter is the Beltway sucks at all times, is a complete crapshoot. You never know what you're going to get in any direction. And I want to know what you guys think.
I think if you go around the loop, I'd say you're right. But I think in certain directions, like in the evening, five to seven is easier. Cabin John Bridge, Maryland to Virginia.
No chance. Taylor, I drive that every damn day during football season coming home from Ashburn.
No, I'm saying
it's the other direction.
Maryland to Virginia. You're going in this difficult
watch. On that bridge, yes. and contemplate jumping off that bridge every day. And every driver going both directions is contemplating the same.
Yes, you make eye contact and look at each other and realize that you both want to jump.
Yeah, man. The Beltway just sucks.
I agree with Taylor.
Arguing that.
The Beltway sucks.
Our stretches.
There are intermediate stretches, but as an overall,
it's a circle, dude. Like when 270 hits the Beltway, when 95 hits the Beltway, it's a circle. Those people are going both directions.
All right, in the morning, going from Bethesda from the 270 spur to 295 north is better than 95 north to the 270 spur. But it's picking hairs. It's terrible.
It's terrible. This all starts because my idiot friend Jed claims he can get from Bethesda to BWI in 45 minutes during rush hour.
False.
And he's a liar.
He's a liar.
He's an outright liar.
He's 1,000% wrong. Oh, unless.
Can you see how excited I'm getting by this?
Does he have a helicopter?
No, he doesn't.
No.
He also is the dude that drives a Tahoe, I think, and calls it a truck. It's not a truck, dude. It's a Tahoe.
If he throws some huge wheels on it and just bowls over people, then maybe it's a. Maybe
Taylor, can you call a Tahoe a truck?
No.
Yeah.
It's an SUV.
Well done.
Why are you friends with this guy?
Dude, I've known him forever. all right, so that was one thing I needed to get off my chest. Hopefully we didn't just hemorrhage a bunch of listeners. Here's an embarrassing story to make it up to you, everybody. We're in Indy at the Combine.
We've all had a lot of embarrassing stories in Indy at the Combine.
So whatever, man. I was fine. What day is it? I think it's Thursday morning is the NFLPA Agent Symposium. Every registered player agent, what's their formal title? It's like Player Representation Council some shit. But every NFL player agent has to go to this symposium that the NFLPA puts on, and it's all day. It's like 8:30 to 5. But a lot of these agents just go. You have to go. You have to check in. You have to kind of get like your annual. It's like a continuing ed if you're in a profession that has, you have to do like two classes a year.
And if you want to represent an NFL player, you have to be an NFLPA registered agent.
Exactly.
Just throwing
So this is part of the process. A lot of reporters go to say hi to agents they know, to meet agents, to stalk agents that are hard to track down. A guy like Mike McCartney, Kirk Cousins' agent, is hard to do that. So I'm there hanging out. I see a line. I just get in the line. It's kind of normal. You're like, oh, I got to go in this room. There's a line to get into this room. I'm going to wait in this line. Waiting in this line, 5-10 minutes. Not moving particularly slow. It's not moving particularly fast. Kind of just playing on my phone. I get a text from an agent I know. What are you doing here? And I was like, oh, I was hoping to catch up, talk to a couple other guys. He's like, no, what are you doing here in this line? I was like, waiting in line. He's like, dude, this is for agents to check in. You can just go inside and sit down. So I just stood in this line for 5-10 minutes, looked like a total asshole. And the whole time, every other reporter, I look over at the side entrance, they're just walking in.
Did you pick up a swag bag? Is that where that JP's wearing an NFLPA sweatshirt right now?
I did.
Did you grab that from the swag bag?
This was a gift. This was a gift from somebody else. The agents weren't giving me anything except for advice to get the hell out of the line to register. Taylor, no reaction from you on that story?
I'm laughing. Just like it's kind of human nature, though. You go, you see a line, and you get in the line. It's just like we're so used to being herded and nothing being, you know, you go on the beltway, just like we talked. You get in line.
Exactly, dude.
If you saw a part of the beltway that was flowing free, you'd be wondering what the heck's wrong.
Right, exactly.
That's not for me. That can't possibly be my part of the beltway.
Exactly.
The question is, did you make eye contact with any agents and contemplate jumping off the bridge?
No, dude. You know, agents, especially in that situation, are cool.
Yeah.
Time for the big news of the day. Drum roll. Pete, maybe an air horn. All right, let's talk a little bit about what do we want to accomplish at the podcast party. Taylor, what do you want to accomplish?
I want to say hi to Redskins fans and just chat with them a little bit and thank them for listening to the podcast.
And what are you willing to raffle off? And be honest, because we're gonna
get in from your closet.
And also, lawyers, time to check out. Unless you're cool. If you're a cool lawyer, you can stay.
I don't know. I'll have to look.
Come on, dude. There's not one thing you can think of?
I will commit to something before the podcast party. Okay. Well before it. I just have to look and see what I'm willing to do.
Mitchell, what?
And after I see what you guys are willing to do.
Mitch, what are you willing to, what do you want to accomplish at the podcast party?
One of my favorite things on the road, and I guess at home as well, is having fans come up and recount the number of beers that we owe them for making it through the podcast. So my goal and what I would like to accomplish.
We owe some people a lot of beers, dude.
I would like to get that tab down to a reasonable number. That's what I'm looking for.
We're working on it. Adam Hordell is in charge of paying off a lot of beer bets. March 29th, it is a Thursday night. The Wizards are on the road. We're going to be watching the Wizards game. We will be at Penn Commons, right next door to Capital One Arena, easily accessible by Metro. You got the Gallery Place stop, has red and green lines. You could probably walk from Metro Center. There's no reason you shouldn't be there. We want everyone there. I'm going to set up a thing on my Facebook page so folks can RSVP. The better we know who's coming, the better it'll be for us, just so we can try to get some food, some raffle items, all sorts of stuff. The address, 706th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. Their website is Penn Commons, D.C. That's it. The party is on.
Let's go.
Let's go. Taylor, over under IPA is for you.
What time is the party?
I probably should have said that.
That's a good point.
Six?
Seven.
Yeah.
I think we'll start when the Wiz start.
Yeah.
It'll be an evening affair.
Right.
I probably should know this, but I don't. So just roll with it. Yeah, plan on 7 o'clock.
I'll keep it on the light side.
Oh, hell. You know what? We have Redskins 100 at 5 o'clock.
So 7 o'clock it is.
Yeah. So 7 o'clock. It's going to be fun. We hope. All right. So I'm looking at the email now. Hordell says 7 to 9:30. That's the scheduled time. If I had to guess, Mitch and I might stay well past 9:30.
I will be there past 9:30.
Yeah. So anytime you guys can get there, we'll be ready to go. I know my guy Bailey Fink is driving down from New York City, or I don't know. He's coming down from New York. I don't know how he's getting down there. We will have everyone that comes on this podcast regularly will be invited, and I'm hoping I can drag B. Mitch down there. Tandler will be there. The local celebrity will be there. Pete will certainly. What possibly could Pete have better to do?
1,000% Pete will be there.
Yeah.
And we'll put a muzzle on him in person so you guys can see what we have to do when he's on the podcast.
Hopefully Mr. Chick will attend. We will.
We'll work and get as many.
There's going to be a guest list. Yeah. It's going to be fun. We want you guys to attend. That's the most important part.
Absolutely.
Adam Goss said he might fly in from Vancouver.
Did he?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, will Tandler make it to 9:30?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He does all right when he knows what's coming.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can prep. I mean, I cover night games, right?
He does. Dude, Taylor's
making through him fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll stay up writing like 8 stories after a night game right. where I'm like, oh, I'm done.
And he'll still be up at 4:15 in the morning.
He sleeps in until 4:45. All right. The word is out, man. Podcast party, March 29th, Penn Commons, 7 o'clock. So, I always tell you I owe you a beer. Now you know I am willing to give you one. March 29th at the podcast party, 7 o'clock, Penn Commons. See you there.
One, two, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.